Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Something to Wrestle With on Patreon, but my dad calls it Patron. So let's have some fun with it, man. We're going to do something totally different for you today. We're not going that far back. We're going to August 21st, 2016. Fire up your WWE Network for SummerSlam 2016. And our very special bonus content here is going to be watching AJ Styles versus John Cena from SummerSlam 2016. And Bruce, as I was firing this up, you said, I've never seen this match.
I have never seen this match. So I'm looking forward to it because it's two of my favorite guys in the wrestling business, if you will.
Well, this is going to be great, man. Fire up SummerSlam on your WWE Network. Go to 1 hour, 7 minutes and 21 seconds. And as we're waiting for that to fire up, I just wanted to take another minute to tell everybody how much we appreciate you and all your support that you've shown us this year. We are super excited about 2019. We've got lots of fun stuff coming your way. We've been talking about some fun content here on the show, but also some things we can do to have fun on Patreon and some bonus content, including some videos, some live stuff. We're even going to try to do some phone-in shows in 2019. So lots of interesting things coming your way. And of course, you guys will get it first. We appreciate your support. A lot of you have been with us since day one, and that means a lot. And hopefully you're digging what we're doing, and we'll try to give you more of it in 2019, including a lot more live shows. So by now, hopefully you've got it fired up. It's 1 hour, 7 minutes, 21 seconds. Bruce, if you'll count us down and press play, we'll watch AJ Styles and John Cena from 2016.
All right, guys, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
I was at this show. I saw this one.
Now, where is this taking place, Conrad?
This is at Barclays.
At Barclays Center. The first time I went to Barclays Center is when we headlined a basketball game there.
Yeah, that's a random sentence right there, is it not?
Crazy, but true.
What a weird year we had.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
These guys are going to go 23 minutes once the bell rings. And this was a bit of a dream match for a long time. John Cena was, of course, the franchise of the WWE. And of course, TNA's franchise was AJ Styles. And now they're going to be head to head. Of course, AJ here debuted at the Royal Rumble in 2016. And a lot of people didn't see it coming. He was on the heels of a spectacular performance at Wrestle Kingdom. And then what do you know? Bam, right? Figured in at the tippy top of the card at the Royal Rumble. And he was wearing it out here. And of course, he's going to go on to be the face that runs the place or the champ that runs the camp or whatever you want to call him. And a lot of people think that, you know, the flag bearer for the WWE, the guy you've got to get through in order to be there, the gatekeeper, if you will, if you want to be a top guy, you've got to have a feud or a series of matches with John Cena.
Well, you know what I love about AJ Styles the most is I think that when AJ debuted in WWE, it was after everybody said that, hey, if you worked at WWE wants nothing to do with you. If you've ever worked for TNA and you're coming from there, and it was at a time that word was out and it was discouraging to the guys that were working at TNA because they're thinking, well, shit, I'm just trying to make a living. And AJ Styles to me is the guy that really broke the mold and that stepped up for those independent guys that are out there that I think in some ways had given up to go to WWE. And he said, you know what? You can make it and you can do it. And he's the perfect proof that you can do it. And John Cena is the proof that by God, you never give up, bust your ass and work harder than anybody else. And you'll rise to the top.
Well, and this is the tippy top right here. John Cena is the man in WWE, and AJ Styles is about to square off with him. The third man in the ring is our great friend of the show here, Mr. Charles Robinson.
Charlie Robinson.
This red, white, and blue design in the shirt that AJ's wearing actually came under a little criticism from a lot of people said that it was ripping off the Pabst Blue Ribbon look, and they actually had to make an adjustment to the shirts not too long after they released the first version.
Well, you know, I think everything's a ripoff of everything. Yeah, it looks like a Pabst Blue Ribbon logo, but shit, works for me. And hey, we got to thank Eric Rash our Patreon top fiver who requested this match because he knew that I had never seen it. He just wanted to get my thoughts on it and asked me, he says, I'd like to hear your thoughts just as you watch it. So, by God, Eric, this one's for you.
Yeah. Shout out to Eric. He's been with us, I think, from like day one, man. So appreciate all your support. And, I think that name even rings a bell from Starcast. So I've seen a lot of old Eric Rash. We appreciate you digging all that we do here on the show. And I'm looking forward to getting your feedback here, 'cause I know you're high on both of these guys, not just professionally, but personally as well.
Absolutely. And it's one of those moments. I'm sitting here to hear Conrad. I don't have the audio up. First time I'm seeing this, and no shit, I got goosebumps. This is one of those matches that you kind of think about, and no matter if you love the business and you love wrestling and you don't get excited about shit like this, then you don't love it. This is two of the best and kind of colliding together, and it's a hell of a moment. And I'm most happy for AJ here, for them having the confidence to put him in this spot.
That's great, man. It's cool to see AJ finally getting his due, because he's one of those guys. I mean, I first saw AJ wrestle in 2004. It's the first time I became introduced to him, and was just thought he had unreal talent. I mean, I take that back. I guess I saw him in 02, because he debuted with TNA, here in Huntsville, believe it or not. But the first time I really thought, man, this guy, he might be one of the best in the world, was 04. He was having great matches in the TNA X division. He was, you know, the first X division champion, I believe, that happened here in Huntsville. And I was watching the weekly pay-per-views with some regularity, in 02 and 03 and 04, but in 04 is really the first time I saw him live enough to have an appreciation for, man, if this dude was a little bigger, he'd be the top guy in WWE. And in that era, that was certainly the rap on him. When you first heard about Alan Jones, didn't you automatically believe, just based on his stature, Vince would be less than enthused to have him as a top guy?
Exactly. You know, it was, you kind of look at him, oh, he might be a good cruiserweight. Now they look at him and say, the guy's got charisma. He's got, you know, he's got style and he can go. And there's a whole different criteria, and it just relates to their talent. But the thing about AJ is what WWE has been able to do is they have gotten Alan, the guy behind that, the facade, the gimmick, if you will. This is no gimmick here. This is who he is. I think up until he got to New Japan, he was playing wrestler. He was playing a part. He was playing who he thought AJ Styles should be. And when he got to New Japan and his work took over, because there's a communication gap there. I think that when Vince told him, I want a bulldog, he goes, I can do that. He got to be him. And that, to me, is the beauty of what has happened in the metamorphosis of AJ Styles.
Did you see the way SmackDown ended this week?
I saw part of it. Yes.
Where he hit
Vince. Yeah.
That whole, I need a bulldog. I mean, you've told us that story before, but they did it on TV.
Well, here's what I'll have to say. This is what I got to say about that is I thought at the end he was overacting it, but you watch that reaction of him initially when Vince says, who are you? That's Alan's. That's Alan, man. That's he will get in your face and believes in himself. And when he walks into a room, he's the biggest guy in the room in his head. And that's what you need. And probably the biggest guy in the business at this time he's in the ring with in John Cena. Who again, and he believes that he is the best in the room as well, and rightfully so.
John Cena, of course, pretty topical right now. They announced that he's coming back to SmackDown. He's going to make a series of limited shows here, including, believe it or not, a rare show in Huntsville, getting a little John Cena action. Who would have thought we would have had John Cena on a house show?
So he's making all the big towns.
Man, suplex, on the apron, did you ever think you'd see John Cena take that?
Or yes. I mean, again, you go back to the Cena training. The guy was an animal. He wanted to do anything and everything. As he progressed in his career, he was protected from that shit. He wanted to do it all. Vince didn't want him to do it. Everybody else, they wanted to protect him. John Cena wouldn't do that. I think John left to his own devices. And once he became the guy and got a voice, you saw a lot more of him. And to the naysayers that say, oh, Cena sucks. Son of a bitch's work is solid. It's just different, but he can go. Holy shit. What a backdrop.
What do you think about the knock on Cena that he's the five moves of doom?
Well, I mean, I think already he's proven that that's not the case. You know, it's how many moves did Hogan have? How many moves did Warrior have? I think he's got his signature moves and every top guy does. But I think he's also proven in the latter years that he was working full time that he's got a lot more than that.
What about the knock? We see Cena calling spots here. What about the knock that Cena calls spots and does it too loud? That he doesn't really appreciate the art of being discreet with it. And he's loud enough where you can hear him a few rows back sometimes.
Well, okay. There's little different schools of thought here. First of all, the improvement on the audio from the ring mics and everything else that's turned up so that you hear more of the match. Here's the difference. Cena likes to call a lot of the stuff in the ring. He's not one of those guys that can go out and memorize an entire match and just go out and do it. He likes to get out and feel it and call it. So to that, I give him credit. Could he be more discreet and quiet? Yes. But if you were to have the microphones as sensitive as they are back in the day with the old timers called them louder than that. The only difference is we never picked it up. Nobody was smart. They didn't know what the hell they were doing anyway. And you thought if somebody called hip toss, this, if you heard it in the first row, you just thought he was telling the guy what he's going to do, not putting it all together. So that's people being too smart for their own good.
Well, he's also loud as fuck. So,
well, it's picked up again. You wouldn't hear that if you were there live in the arena.
I have heard that live in the arena.
I don't think you have.
Not only have I done it, Pop, when I mentioned it to him, he said, oh, Jesus Christ, they had me do a special referee for him and Kane once. And he was calling it so damn loud. I'm looking around like, who are you telling? The kid in the fifth row doesn't need to fucking know, John. We got you. Shh.
Yeah, he could be more discreet. He could be. It's kind of like Malcolm Albright and Jeff Jarrett telling him, so damn big man, just listen to him. What are they saying? What?
Man, I love that move right there where he flips out of the attitude adjustment and does the bicycle kick, teases the Styles Clash, but.
And what he calls that? The Pele or something. Oh, he hits that damn Styles Clash.
Yeah. The Pele kick, probably like the soccer player. Not that you would know who that is.
I do know who that is.
Okay.
He's a soccer player.
All right. I got you.
All right. I hate that Styles Clash.
Why?
I told, because it's fucking, it's dangerous as shit. I'm sorry. And it's dangerous if you don't know what the hell you're doing. But again, if you know what the hell you're doing, then it's as dangerous as anything else in the ring. I just told him, I said, man, my neck doesn't bend back that way. So you'd call that and I'd say, fuck you. We're going to do a different finish tonight. But Kurt Angle was a big proponent of that move with AJ Styles. He was like, God damn it. Just learn how to fucking take it. And Kurt would sit there and cuss everybody that would screw up the Styles Clash whenever they'd do it. Well, these guys are having one hell of a match. I got to tell you thus far.
No, they really are. I'm not arguing that at all. I mean, it's a dream match of sorts. You know, I know that everybody says everything's a dream match now, but I mean, two of the biggest stars for a decade here, and they're finally wrestling. And for a long time, it felt like, man, it ain't never going to happen for AJ. He ain't never going to be here.
At 12 months prior to this happening, did anybody ever, I mean, it wasn't even a dream match because you figured it was an impossibility.
Yeah.
Oh boy. The FU from the dreaded second rope.
I guess I should mention this show overall got 46.8% thumbs up, unanimous, and it's not close. Best match poll from the readers. Finn Balor and Seth Rollins got 8 votes, and AJ and John Cena got 249 votes. So pretty clear. Everybody had their mind made up. This was the very best match on the show. They got 4.5 stars in the Observer.
Well, the son of a bitch, this has been one hell of a match. And the beauty of it is it's not a spot fest. They're taking their time. They're selling. They're telling a good story. And a lot of times you don't even realize what makes a great match. This right here, the pacing of it, everything that they're doing, taking their time and registering, makes a great match. And that's the difference. And that little son of a bitch is one athletic bastard. And Cena is one cock strong son of a bitch.
The main event of this show, by the way, is the one where Brock Lesnar opened up Randy Orton for real with elbows, and pretty controversial.
Well, speaking of cock strong, yeah. Brock Lesnar is just scary strong, but Cena is one of those guys. I'll never forget him punching me in the chest one time and putting me against a wall. And it's just like, I said, what the hell was that for? He said, just to let you know I can. It's like, son of a bitch, that hurt. And just the way they keep going after their finishes here is excellent, going into false finish after false finish. And, well, if that doesn't work, we're going to go into the old STFU. Oh, shit. You want to know what's sad, Conrad?
What's sad, Bruce?
I can't even tell you what the real name is of the STFU is. Do you know it?
It's just called an STF.
No. Oh, okay. Shit.
That's why it's called an STFU.
Okay, but didn't Eric Watts call it something else?
I don't know. Masahiro Chono calls it an STF.
Okay, yeah, that's the one they stole it from. Okay. Chono-san. Man, they're going a mile a minute in here. That's for damn sure. And
I think they called it an STF.
I think you're right. No, it was an STF. You're right.
Even for Eric Watts.
Yes.
Which is, so, you know, why it's so easy to just put the FU at the end.
Yeah. I wonder what the original name of the STFU was. Hey, what did they call it before they called it that?
Hey, that move Charlotte puts on, that finishing maneuver, call it figure eight. Didn't her daddy do one similar? What'd they call that?
I know. I mean, it was about half as good as hers.
He couldn't bridge nothing.
Nothing.
Old fucker.
Oh shit. And it's not even late at night.
Well, it is past your bedtime. It's 8:36.
It is past my bedtime. You are correct about that.
I think a lot of people think that I'm kidding around with that, but I mean, you really do go to sleep when it's still daylight outside.
Oh God, if I could, I would.
And you wake up when it's daylight again, which is,
yes,
like 12 hours of sleep.
If I could, yes.
I've never met somebody who's so tired from doing so little in my life.
What's all the sleep I get? It tires me out.
I mean, your quality of life right now, is this just not the peak quality of life for you?
It's just the quality of my entire life right now, just in general.
Yeah. And a lot of that is because of you guys here on Patreon. You allow Bruce to sleep 12 hours a day, every day, whether he needs it or not.
Oh God, I wish.
Oh my gosh. How about the German here rolling right into,
oh,
how fun shit is that? Face Buster by AJ Styles. You know, wrestling's come a long way, but one of the things I've never really gotten your opinion on, because I know you're more of a traditionalist, guys wrestling tennis shoes. I think a lot of people think that AJ is probably wearing wrestling boots here. He's wearing shoes. And John Cena, of course, everybody knows, is wearing sneakers. Where are you at on that?
Hate it.
I thought you'd say that.
I hate it. AJ, I think AJ is wearing, because he's got flat, doesn't he have flat soles? I think AJ's wearing boots, but Cena is definitely obviously wearing shoes. But a lot of the guys do. A lot of the guys will wear the Otomics, which is a much flatter heel. I mean, a much flatter surface. But I don't know how they do it with the mat, because you get stuck running the ropes and just moving around in general. But I think that some of the guys like that.
Cena's wearing shoes. I mean, I understand what you're saying about soles, but he's wearing shoes. You can tell.
Yeah. Oh no. Cena's just wearing damn high tops. Yeah. Or whatever the hell he's wearing. I don't think these are high tops.
Talk to me about, kick pads. We haven't really talked about that.
Well, they look cool, and I'd much rather get kicked with a kick pad than no pad there. But it was just used really to kind of cover up a lot of the guys early on, but it makes it safer for the guy taking a lot of those kicks, and it's a cool look. It's just another way to change your outfit up some. Oh God, I love that. And they're having a damn wrestling match. This is Cena's doing the thing that everybody says he can't do.
The move here that he's using used to be called the calf killer, but you can't say killer on WWE. So now it's the calf crusher.
Well, back in my day, we called it what a maneuver. Look at that. Look at that. Oh my, the pressure.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember trying to feed names to Vince, and it's like, what a maneuver. Well, seeing him right back to the STF. And that shit hurts right there, by the way. Just having your leg kind of just curled up behind you and have all that weight laying on you. Just not comfortable.
I love that they're just tying in knots and rolling for pins. It adds an air of believability, and bam, Enziguri to the back of the head.
You know, the guy that made that move famous,
Owen Hart.
No,
for my money, it's Owen Hart. When he gave an Enziguri to, Shawn Michaels, and Shawn collapsed on Raw, that was his move from then on for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Adams and Tom Pritchard actually were the first ones to bring it to this country.
Oh, so what Japanese person did they steal it from?
Chris Adams was the first one to do it. Because he was a karate man. Actually, he was a judo man. But back then, people really didn't know the difference between judo and karate.
I don't think that you do.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm a goddamn 3-time black belt Hall of Fame in karate. I studied judo. Then I just went ahead and perfected my skills in the art of karate. Some people say karate. That's where AJ learned that Pele kick. Should have been the Funakoshi kick. He was founder of modern day karate. Cena going up to the top.
Yeah, we're getting close to the finish here, I think.
Are we really? Oh shit. See? Oh. And okay, here's a beautiful match. How many minutes are we into this, do you think?
I don't know.
And well, that's my point. We have really gotten lost. And for those of you watching along, I hope you're getting lost as well in the action, because this is actually one hell of a match. And that just fuck me. I always say that had the business been back when I was a kid, what it is now, I just don't know if I ever could have gotten into it. And, or back then, you know, you had to be a semblance of an athlete, and you could kind of fake your way through it, so to speak, the rest of the shit. But the athleticism that these guys display today is unfucking canny.
Going up to the top, looking like he's going to do the attitude adjustment off the second rope. A couple elbows from AJ. Nope. Sets him down. What are we setting up here?
AJ's going to fly up there to the top and
top rope Hurricane Rana. Big pop from the crowd, and AJ setting himself up on the outside of the apron. Everybody thinks he's about to set up that big elbow. Here we go.
Yes, yes. Oh my, what a maneuver. Oh shit. I thought that was it. Oh, and you know what? I don't know the finish. I have no idea what the finish of this match is. No, folks, I really and truly am watching this for the first time. And good God, what? Bam, right on the kisser. One, two, oh no.
Even Mauro Ranallo in the background getting fired up about it.
I think Mauro would get fired up at pretty much just about anything. Is that Layfield in the corner over there doing commentary?
Yeah, he used to have a job with WWE.
Oh, hell. Everybody did it one time or another.
He's out there with Otunga. He's got his fucking work cut out for him.
Oh, yeah. Well. God damn.
What a clothesline, man. Speaking about Charles Robinson slid over like, let me check on him. Holy shit, that was stiff.
Are you still alive? Let me see your jaw. Now watch this. Ba-boom.
I know. Immediately, Charles is like, oh, shit. Squeeze my hand. You alive?
Good God.
Trying for it again. Fireman's carry. Looks like he's setting up the attitude adjustment. Back to the second rope. Climbed it with him on his shoulders. More elbows to the jaw.
And those are stiff elbows. Good God.
But he hit it.
This is it. Oh shit. What the hell?
Look at the crowd going banana.
Good. Even the John Cena fans are clapping and going, oh, and of course they're all doing Daniel Bryan. Yes, 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 shit. But at this point, I think they're probably cheering for the match itself. Look at this shit.
Yeah. They're not cheering for Daniel Bryan. They're cheering because they love what they're seeing and what a maneuver. And he kicked out. I think everybody thought that would be the end. And you see the look on Cena's face that tells the story. What's it going to take to beat this fucking guy?
And he's probably thinking, fuck, I wish that would have been the finish. Because AJ's elbows are El Cemento. And again, they're not just going right into the next spot. They're selling. They're bringing the audience in. Taking his time. What's it going to take to beat this son of a bitch? And AJ just won't quit.
It is pretty cool that Cena is just watching him climb up and he even just falls and sits on the bottom turnbuckle in amazement as somehow Styles keeps pulling himself back up. The ultimate sign of respect from John Cena. But will he be able to finish him?
I hate that you know the finish to this. One more FU. Get your head in position. Nope. This has to be it.
Styles clash. Can you make the pin? Cena's trying to roll away. AJ makes his way outside of the ring. Takes the elbow.
Oh, elbows.
Off.
Oh, elbow pad off. Oh, shit. That was snug, too. One, two, three. Yes.
Phenomenal forearm.
Fucking hell of a match.
Match of the night, and it ain't even close. And by the way, a lot of people thought that there was some controversy because AJ beat John Cena in controversial fashion the first time. And how about you talk about snug? AJ bleeding from the mouth here. No controversy here. Clean in the middle.
Damn, that was a hell of a match, and it takes two to tango, folks. And that right there is two of the best in the business.
What's interesting to me, too, is Cena had a reputation for a long time as being a guy who would be selfish, not put anybody over, and blah, blah, blah. Here in 2016, AJ had 2 wins over John Cena.
Good God. Look at this shit off the second rope into the middle of the ring, man. That takes strength. Kick out. Beautiful story. And AJ hit him with everything he had. Good God.
Really, really fun stuff.
Nice reversal. Hook those arms. Yeah, that's. Now watch this, man. If they've got a nice shot of Cena's face, watch how AJ connects on this. Bam. 1, 2, and 3. Well, I got to tell you, Eric, thank you for recommending that, because I'm just happy I finally watched this match and got to see that son of a bitch. It makes me, I think I'm going to have to call AJ Styles and wish him a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and tell him I watched it and say, dude, that was insane.
An outstanding match. Helped put AJ on the map. Cena doing the honors here in a phenomenal match. Pardon the pun. Huge rating, 4 3/4 stars. About as good as this going to get, man. I loved it. Hopefully you did too. And hopefully you're digging the content that we're bringing you, both the old school and the new school. Switched it up a little bit this month on you. Had one watch along and one just telling stories about old crazy plane rides. And we're looking for more ideas. Whatever you guys would like to hear, man, hit us up in the comments or these DMs and we'll get you more of what you're looking for. But Bruce, I appreciate you coming on and doing this, and certainly appreciate our man, Eric, suggesting it.
Well, I loved it. And again, you stated it at the very beginning, but for me, it is extremely a humbling experience to have the support of everybody here on Patreon and just in general. I really and truly do love you guys, and it's nice. I thank you so much for the support, and this has been a lot of fun, and that match was incredible.
We'll do it again, man. We'll watch some more stuff next month. Appreciate all the support. We'll see you next time right here. Something to Wrestle on Patreon.